Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. And remarks this weekend concerning the southern border. Former President Donald Trump used a collection of controversial rhetoric to talk about immigration in this country, saying there are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which was quickly rebuked by the Joe Biden campaign, which likened the words to those of Adolf Hitler.
This comes as the Biden administration has been facing tough choices on border policy as crossings continue to strain federal resources and Congress has not been able to come together on new policies. To answer questions about that and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Alexandra Philandra, political science professor at the University of Illinois Chicago. She researches immigration policy, public opinion, and political psychology. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
So what do you make of the president's rhetoric in this, former president's rhetoric in this regard?
Well, this is very controversial and very, very dangerous type of rhetoric. There is a research in psychology and in communications that suggests that this type of rhetoric is associated with dehumanizing attitudes in people, which also correlates when we dehumanize others, it makes it easier for us to accept violence against those dehumanized others and to commit violence against and these groups of people. And there is a lot of research that has associated this type of language that is dehumanizing with both perpetration of violence and attitudes that are violent towards groups.
So when words like immigrants are poisoning the blood of the United States, so who, in your opinion, was Trump aiming that message at?
Obviously, he was referring to South American immigrants who are coming in through the southern border. That has been the group that he has been talking about. Mexicans have been a group that he has focused specifically earlier in his tenure as a president and during his campaign in 2015. He talked about killers and murderers coming through the southern border, already criminalizing a group of very vulnerable people. And now, basically, he is referring to the same group of people who are coming through the southern border in these terms.
He's also used the term vermin in the past. These are terms we've heard before, usually from authoritarian leaders.
That is correct. It is the kind of rhetoric that is associated with very abusive authoritarian regimes. And again, it is used specifically to make it easier to manipulate the public in a way that makes it easier to foment negative reactions and violence against targeted groups. This is not the first time this language has been used in American history. In the early parts of the 20th century and in the late 19th century, we had terms like the Yellow Peril, specifically in California, which led to pogroms against Chinese in California and in other Western states. So there is a long history of this type of dehumanizing language of calling people, groups of people, in these terms that lead, create permissiveness for groups, for small groups within the American public to think that it is okay to attack these people, to be violent against these people. So it's very, very dangerous.
What voters are finding this language appealing?
We find that some people at the extremes do agree with this type of violence, with this type of rhetoric, and basically the more it is used, the more the norms are broken. The soft guardrails of democracy, as we want to call it in political science, is basically this maintaining these norms in our communication, in our language of how we talk about other people, how are we talking about our opponents. When these norms are violated again and again, it becomes easier to see violence against people. And in my own research right now, I'm actually focusing on violence against elected officials and threats against elected officials in the United States. And what our data suggests is that people of color and women are getting an inordinate number of threats and also are exposed to violence at all levels of government. And we see this type of language, sexist, racist, and dehumanizing language used against them when opponents call them up or send them messages on social media or communicate with them even in person. So this is, we're seeing it not just in reference to immigrant groups, but we're seeing it even happening to our elected officials of both parties.
We know that the border is a hot topic in politics right now. What are the other Republican candidates saying, and are they using similar ideation as they try to, you know, attack the other party about it?
I am sure that we are going to be seeing more of this as people are mimicking and people are, if they see fertile ground and people are accepting of this, more people are going to be using this language. We're seeing this in another context right now, again, from my research. A couple of years ago, Eric Greitens in Missouri, in his campaign, he's a Republican senatorial candidate, he used an ad where he referred to Republicans as rhinos. And he said that he's hunting rhinos with guns. He went into a house and he was attacking, you know, he was breaking into the house to hunt rhinos. This formulation appeared in MAGA Mall memorabilia with Trump's face on them. And now we are seeing the same reference to hunting rhinos in Republican campaign ads for 2024 at the local level. It has already started to appear. This is very dangerous, again, because you're dehumanizing your inter-party opponent, calling somebody a rhino. It sort of creates this impression that you're dealing with an animal, not with a real human being, and you're hunting them. And this type of metaphor is not fun and games. It can be very dangerous. It can make people feel that they have license to be abusive towards other people. And we are seeing this on Twitter live right now. Like, the comments that are coming out of these types of ads are very, are horrible. They're very, very abusive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What do you see as the significance of tying this border funding to Ukraine and Israel, to the border policy, merging those together, if you will?
I think it's very astute on the part of Biden. It's the only way that he has to get what he wants, which he recognizes, and probably correctly, that the foreign policy goals of dealing with Ukraine and dealing with the Middle East are the primary goals right now for the U.S. Those are really, really serious problems. And he's willing to sacrifice the progressive immigration agenda for his foreign policy goals. And it is, on his part, it makes some sense. This is the ideas that are being considered in the Senate right now are quite astonishingly right-wing. It is a major shift to the right compared to where the Democratic Party has been over the past, like, 30 years. However, we are seeing already a softening on the Democratic side on immigration, because basically Democratic cities have been affected by the movement of asylum seekers into the cities, and Democratic states have been very upset by the lack of federal support. So already the Democratic public has been moving into a more restrictive direction on immigration. So this is, Biden expects that this is not going to harm him as much as it's going to help him in the middle, even if it loses him some progressive young people and some people of color.
It looks as though some of the conservatives in Congress want to rewrite or tighten the rules on who can seek asylum and the criteria for seeking that. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a very restrictive policy that is being pursued. Basically, they are thinking about making permanent Title 42, which is a rule that Trump instituted during the pandemic, which essentially requires asylum seekers to be stay in Mexico and basically wait until their application is processed through that. Also, they want to have expedited removal of undocumented people from the U.S. For the entire territory rather than the border itself. These are quite extreme policies and also very costly, some of them, for the U.S. So, for example, one of the ideas that is being discussed is that all asylum seekers and undocumented will have to be put into detention. that's costly. Detention costs a lot of money. I don't know if there is enough appetite in the American public to pay for all of that. But certainly all these ideas that are being considered are way beyond what the Reagan administration or the Clinton administration in the 90s considered. And the Clinton administration policies were very, very restrictive in 96. So this is going to be even more restrictive than the Immigration Reform Act, Illegal Immigration Reform Act of 1996.
What are the asylum criteria rules right now? I mean, it's not like people wanting a better job in the U.S. can just apply for asylum. I mean, it's pretty strict already.
It's very difficult because you have to prove that you have a credible fear of persecution. And the criteria for that are very hard to match. And not only are they hard objectively, without a lawyer, which people at the border and who are asylum seekers are not entitled to, it is very difficult to actually convey your credible fear of asylum of persecution in the context of being at the border in front of a border agent. Because imagine you have like traveled and walked for days, you don't speak English necessarily. And you're in front of an authority figure who's asking you questions that are not necessarily easy to answer. So to tell them your story is not necessarily enough to meet the criteria for asylum. So very few people actually get asylum. It's a very hard road to basically legalization of legal access to the U.S. Very, very few people actually get asylum. So most of these cases are denied anyway. To hold them for months or maybe for years at the border until these cases are adjudicated when we don't have enough officers for the adjudication, and basically it would be an even bigger backlog, it's quite punitive.
Thank you very much for joining us, Professor. That's Alexandra Philandra, political science professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.